should.
Okay. What do you think of
Wait.
We can eliminate C because all it says that people can hide their pain or they can wear a mask.
What?
I'm not saying that. Look, C. Look at C.
People can hide their pain or they can wear a mask. So C's out.
That's too literal.
What do you think I'm lying?
A mask hides pain from the world and people can... Wait, I'm just reading a question. Go ahead, Edgar. Speak to us.
It's not A.
Bye.
Wearing pain like a mask can help them hide from the world, but people can also hide it deep within them, waiting for it to be freed by some emotional circumstance.
That's too run on.
It's like, whoa.
People can wear
also,
pain.
He says that hiding pain like a mask helps them.
Yeah, we're just gonna, we're gonna be.
So B.
Wait. C was kind of funny though.
Anyways,
people can hide their pain or they can wear.
Say something.
Say something.
No,
I can't
no.
be up for you.
You realize we're B.
It's B or D. Come on.
It's not B.
A mask hides pain from the world, and people can hear it like. Oh, can wear it like that the, until they wait for it to be freed by some emotions.
I think it's D.
I think it's D. I didn't even get to finish reading.
People can wear pain like a mask, hiding them from the world, but they can also conceal it deep within themselves until it is freed by some emotional circumstance.
I think it's D too, bruh.
It's D because it has a comma in it.
It's the D.
It's D because it makes more sense that it's not a run-on because the comma
is talking about the letter.
Your mask hides pain from... Yeah, it can't be B because you can't hide pain with a mask.
All right, go. Go ahead, go. You read this time.
Which of these is not a complete sentence?
What?
What? He said which of these
okay,
is not a complete
sentence? Okay, read the answers.
What is pain?
What is pain? We all know what pain feels like. Having a drill sergeant shouting in your face or having muscles so sore that you can barely walk is a nightmarish at the time. Such as a chiropractor who pops that spot in your back that has been bothering you for months.
Well,
I think it's...
Me too. I was about to say that.
A and B are complete sentences.
It needs to, like, it doesn't explain anything, it just says that. I was like, oh, yeah, we have a chiropractor.
Well, we know it's not A and B because those are complete sentences.
Yeah.
And then.
But C makes sense, though. Having a drill sergeant starting in your face or having muscles so sore that you could barely walk in a nightmarish at a time.
It's a nightmare. Having a drill sergeant shouting in your face.
But that's explaining some type of pain. The other one just says, such as a chiropractor who pops a spot in your back that has been bothering you for months. Then
well, yeah, when you
describe.
Have such as, you kind of, you could replace that for, like, as an example.
So what do you think it is?
Okay, Mr. Spotty Cats, you should
D is not a complete sentence. Because when you're putting such as, you have to connect it with another sentence.
Oh, that's true.
Exactly what we said.
Excuse me.
That's exactly
what
I mean. No, it was just...
Wait, is it C?
Yes.
No, because it can't be C.
It's
I
D.
Mean,
I mean, C. It is C.
No, it's D, because C is a complete sentence.
Why did you make me
It's asking which one is not a complete sentence.
How did it... I kept getting it. Like you're talking about
do you know why it's D?
Okay.
Besides the fact that it's not complete, listen to it.
It's such as...
And why is that wrong?
Because
you can change it.
You should have been listening though.
I was he was listening.
Why can't it be such as?
Because you can put for an example and you can change such as.
What?
I think C is more the answer though because like you it's like describing a type of pain.
But that's not what it's asking
but
for.
It's asking,
okay, whatever.
It's asking for an incomplete sentence.
Oh, still okay. Let's go. Marlon, your turn.
About a minute left till passing.
Okay. Read sentence 24.
This is our second one.
Read sentence 20 just is which is poorly written. For example, men and women who must go through basic training for the military describe it as a challenging, often painful experience both mentally and physically. Choose the best way to rewrite this sentence.
For example, men and women...
You want to read them out or no?
Okay, I'll read them out. For example, men and women who have undergone the experience of basic training for military were challenged and mentally...
They're all going to say the same thing, though.
I know, but let me try to
but
read
But A doesn't make sense.
Example. Why?
I mean, I'm like, seeing doesn't make sense.
For example,
it's written wise.
Comma. Men and women who have undergone the experience of basic training for the military were challenged and mentally... What? challenged and mentally and physically pained.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And this is changed and challenged and mentally and physically pained.
That should have added.
Doesn't
make
sense.
Added
well,
some
there
commas.
Should be a comma before challenge.
But look at how it's written though. Challenged and mentally and physically pained. Pain.
So
pain
you have been eliminated.
I know, but like just saying it like that, it doesn't really make sense with that sentence. Pain. I'm pained.
And B doesn't make sense because it's short.